Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And I can promise you then you'll always be my best friend. Till the end when we part, I will give you my heart and I promise.
Now 34 after the hour with Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. Man, I'm telling you, the energy, we were just talking about this, the energy is just so weird.
It is weird.
Maybe that's why I took a shot at Ed Sheeran. Just the energy.
Now we're blaming the cosmos?
Yes. Yeah. Blame the cosmos. So the third Tesla crash, whilst the car is in autopilot, why do we care? This is going to happen because they haven't figured out how to make this work. Right. Or people who are buying them haven't figured out that you're not supposed to put them on autopilot and just leave them there. Is there no direction? Do we have no manual that says you might want to pay attention to what's going on around you, even if the car is in autopilot? This guy said, I'd still buy another Tesla.
Okay.
Good for you, sir. Yeah. Don't buy one that has autopilot, though, connected to it. Maybe that's the suggestion. Meanwhile, people in the news, the story of Emma Zadel, Z-A-J-D-E-L. This young woman, 9 years old, caught a fish that weighed almost 100 pounds.
Wow.
Her father went fishing with his daughter to teach her how to fish. Father's name is Ed, and they and some of their friends were out for a day of fishing near Maryland's shoal area. I don't think it's Delmarva. I think it's a little south of there. Minutes after she set her hook and her father taught her how to cast the line into the water, the line went tight. So her father taught her to keep everything tight. The boat was in gear. The fish.
And then she reeled up Kourtney Kardashian at 100 pounds.
No, but she reeled the fish. See, there's good and bad in this. Very exciting for a young lady like that to wrestle the fish onto the boat. But then after that, you know,
did she even weigh 100 pounds?
79 pounds.
79 pounds. Yeah. Okay. And the fish was 100 pounds?
Fish was 100 pounds. Wow. I do the math. So, but the thing, and this has got people like, oh, you're negative about it. I just think that going out and catching a fish and then basically killing it and stringing it up on a line to show everybody how big the fish was, I don't know. It loses something for me.
You eat it, though?
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat that fish.
What kind of fish was it?
You eat fish, though.
Yeah, no, I do eat fish. Yeah.
So somebody's catching it and stringing it up by its gill.
Well, I'm not sure about that
video. I don't mean to ruin the pretty image.
You know what? If I have that image in my mind, I'm liable not to eat fish.
I know. Well.
Yeah. That's actually a very good point, Jennifer. Thank you for making it. A very good point.
Way to go, Jen. Now you ruined something else for him. Now he can't eat fish.
He'll be tempted. I've been out to dinner with him, and he's like, I'm a vegetarian. Can I have some of your sausage, please?
No, I never. No, that's not true. I've never said I was a vegetarian.
No, he doesn't. Never, he doesn't eat meat.
Ever said I was a vegetarian. Never.
Yeah, but he does eat bacon.
I was being dramatic.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Okay. Drama Central here. All right, let's see what's going on with Tom Hanks. His mother passed away, 84 years old. And so he is spending some time. I don't know why. You know, I looked at this and I said, do I want to tell this story? Because there's really no story. His mother's dead and he's mourning the loss of her. So why is that more important than somebody named Fred Smith, whose mother died yesterday at the age of 84? I don't know, Fred. Everybody knows who Tom Hanks is.
That's why it's more important.
It isn't important. Give him some peace. And
well, he's the one who posted it. That's why it's right. Yeah, he posted a tribute to his mother on Instagram.
I don't know that I'd do that.
With a picture.
All right, so Lamar Odom distinguished himself again. He was escorted off of a Delta flight. Apparently, he pounded down a lot of beers and whiskey in the airport lounge, upset that he's getting. I thought that they were back together again when he went to the hospital
They were. She kind of got back together with him and was helping him recover. But then he started drinking around Thanksgiving again. After almost dying, he starts drinking and she's like, forget it. And you have to give her credit for going away. I mean, you can't just sit there and enable people their entire lives.
I give her credit for nursing him back to life. I mean, my God.
But now he's got drugs and... on the property, so she threw him off. She filed divorce papers, and apparently he went and got himself back. What kind of self-respecting fellow would be that, or maybe self-respecting person, not just a fellow? What do you think happens? Why are you so weak? Maybe that's the question.
Because you're just so deep into your addiction. I mean, it's a physical addiction. And, you know, it was so bad. They had already shut the doors of the plane and pushed back. And he got out of his seat and threw up a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then they had to bring the plane back. He got off. They brought him back on the plane, and he threw up again. Yeah. And so somebody in first class said, look, do you know who this guy is? He's going to die up here. I don't want him riding with us. And so finally they asked him to leave, you know, altogether. But can you imagine that the airline was going to actually let him back on again? I mean, geez.
I can imagine they're being clueless. Yeah. Look at the
they
airport.
Wouldn't do that for a regular person, though. That's a Lamar Odom thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What makes him so special?
Right.
He plays basketball?
Not anymore. He doesn't. Yeah. He's lost his career. What? He was talented, making a lot of money. He lost his career because of drugs.
Mm-hmm. His dad is also
lost
a
his
really
marriage.
Big addict, though.
Yes.
I mean, so you. I mean, it's
it
kind
runs
of built
in the family.
In.
Yeah. Right.
Up around it. Yep. All right, 40 minutes past the hour. TV report up next, including what's happening to Newt Gingrich and Snoop Dogg
That's
in
a
the focus.
Combo.
Right now, yeah.
Newt and Snoop.
Newt and Snoop.
I like it.
High blood pressure may risk your raise the risk of you getting Alzheimer's. There's a new study out that suggests that exercise, proper diet, important to keeping blood pressure down. We've got the secret to keeping blood pressure down, though. I don't want to make it a secret. It really isn't a secret because now millions of people, thanks to commercials like this, are all wrapped around the quote-unquote secret of dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, and super beets. No secret to us. Jennifer's on them. Kara's on them. Victoria's on them. I'm on them every day. And the nitric oxide that you get through super beets gives your arteries a chance to open up. So get this for yourself, for family, for friends, people you love. Make sure you make their day better, along with making your day better by using Super Beets. 800-655-4183 for all the marvelous things that happen with Super Beets. Get that free month supply, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy, cheap psychological trick that will have your kid begging for a bath? Well, it's tough getting many a kid tubbed and scrubbed, but fortunately, there's a way to get the kid in the tub every day. Here's the developmental science of it. Try theme baths. This is a good way to handle reluctant bathers. You know, you could make a toy fishing pole and let your kid pretend to catch rubber fish, but please, no real hooks. Or how about silly bath night? Still, one of my favorites. Not only use lots of bubble bath and silly string, but blow bubbles too. And then there's water balloon bath night. What's the cheap psychological trick? Make bathing fun with theme nights, and then as they get into the routine of the bath, the fun bath can turn into just one night a week. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, with Turntable, you're a DJ playing music in a social room of choice. Fun idea, full of bugs. Needs Facebook to work? Turntable. Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Think Green. Harrison with you. There are now a whole spate of make-believe nonprofit think tanks posing as environmental stewards. One such example is the Heartland Institute that's published a super slick glossy booklet for politicians and city councils all across the country. It's entitled 10 Principles of Energy Policy and could have been written by the CEO of Exxon himself. The opening preface says their research is far too complex for us, we the people, to be able to understand it all. This particular phony environmentalism, tax-free, by the way, says oil companies not only are not greedy, but gas prices are actually quite low.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you dream about big success? You should. It helps form your vision. But if you stop there, it's only a fantasy.
Do you talk about your big dreams? Great. It pays to get advice from people who've been there, done that. But if that's all you do, it's just idle conversation.
Do you learn continuously? It's critical in our fast-changing world, but it's not enough.
Do you plan? It's important to have written goals that you review every day.
But dreaming and talking and learning and planning are all a waste if you don't do something.
While everything else is important, taking action is the only way to create the future you want.
Do. It's the secret to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
The Boeing Commercial Airline Company has announced there's a big air show over in England at what they call Farnborough, I believe is the name of the airport. Every year there are two of these big air shows, and the big airplane manufacturers announce the orders and how many billions of dollars where the planes are going to build and what's going on in the world of airplane building. I find two things to be very interesting that have come out of this meeting that affect us all. One of them is that the building of long-distance large airliners has slowed down to a crawl. The reason people now are deciding they don't want to go overseas. They don't want to travel. They don't want to go long distances. Planes like the 777, which is now the plane mostly that replaced the 747, which for 40 years was the standard of jumbo jet travel. Love to travel and fly on a 747. They're a great airplane. But there aren't that many of them anymore because they're expensive to run and people are not filling them up. So the next size under that is a 777. And now those planes, Boeing developed a new, better version, and they've sold about 45 or so of them. And that's they were making, I think, one or two a month. And now they've slowed down because, again, the orders from the airlines that are doing international are not, they don't need them. Airbus, the company that competes with Boeing, says the same thing about some of its big customers, including Emirates. You may be interested to know that Emirates has been named the world's best airline for the fourth time in a row.
Can I ask you a question about that one, though?
Emirates or what?
Emirates.
Or, yeah.
Because I kind of have this weird desire to fly on Emirates, but because like their first class cabins have showers and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But isn't it like $20,000 to fly on Emirates? Like,
if you're going to take a shower, yes. Very expensive
shower.
Well,
I want to. If you're going to fly on Emirates, I mean, if you're going to go there, you might as well go with the shower, yeah. Right?
Emirates. And
I think the cheapest ticket in a decent seat on Emirates is like 15. So, yes, if you're up there, I mean, I don't know how much it is to fly on the ones that have the apartments. You know, the new Emirates plane has yeah, apartments.
Right.
I think that must be $50,000 or $100,000.
Yeah, it depends on where you're
for
going.
For that trip, yeah.
Like anything else. It depends on where you're going.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get to the television report. 46 minutes after the hour, Conan O'Brien joked about people participating in this Pokemon game that we all have been talking about. This is a different skew on it, though.
This is crazy. I mean, so these people are showing no common sense, some of them. The Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. has had to ask visitors to stop coming there to catch Pokemon characters, because they say it's inappropriate. The players said, "We're so sorry. Can you direct us to the Vietnam Memorial?" Okay.
Seth Meyers jokes about the same thing.
Later this year, Apple is expected to create additions to its health app that make it easier to become an organ donor. But the easiest way to use your phone to become an organ donor is to play Pokemon Go in the city.
All right, on Family Feud, Jennifer was watching. They've actually had, I love Family Feud and watch it. There's a syndicated version. There's the ABC Sunday night version with Steve
Wait,
Harvey.
Wait, he missed a question on Family Feud, too?
Snoop
was on the pyramid on Sunday and also missed a pot question.
Really? Did we have the wrong information?
No, this is from Family Feud.
Or is this from the pyramid?
He was on both shows this week. He was on Pyramid and on Family Feud.
But they can't find enough people to go on those shows and get to get the same time.
Or Snoop Dogg just really loves game shows. I don't know.
All right, so here is Steve Harvey.
Name something Grandma might do if she caught Grandpa smoking marijuana. Yes. Yes. Marijuana, bam! Just like that. I named something Grandma might do if she caught Grandpa smoking marijuana.
Put hands on him.
Put hands on him! Ray, she would scream at him. Scream at him! Let's play, right? Let's play. Let's go.
Yeah, on the pyramid, he was receiving clues from his partner, and the category was things you roll. and the guy goes, a blunt, and Snoop's like, and was just totally taken back by it. And then he goes, sushi, and it was just, he never was able to get it. He was just out to lunch.
All right, a lot of speculation about Newt Gingrich becoming Donald Trump's vice presidential candidate, including the fact that he's been dismissed from his job as a Fox News contributor.
Fox News just threw some fuel on the Newt Gingrich for vice president fire. On Tuesday, the network announced it suspended its contributor agreement with the former Speaker of the House, citing intense media speculation about Gingrich's potential selection as Donald Trump's vice presidential candidate. Gingrich officially endorsed Trump in May and has been on the list of potential VPs for a while now. Other recently rumored possibilities include New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, and retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. Trump has said he's looking for an experienced politician to be his running mate, and
all
with
right.
20 so years in Congress.
That. We got the idea. Yeah. So Newtster, maybe I'm thinking.
I'd love if he'd pick Newt, but I have a feeling he's going to pick Mike Pence.
Mike Pence would be a horrible choice. He's a horrible governor. Horrible choice. Choice of Gingrich, though, I thought about it. He's very smart, but women so dislike him because of the way
women aren't going to vote for him anyway.
No, what for Trump?
No. They're not. I mean, most women have already made their decision. They're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. She's winning in women. He needs someone who can actually, he needs someone who can keep him in line, which is Newt Gingrich. And he needs someone who, if he does win, will help him pass legislation. And that's Newt.
Yeah. Pence is what a horrible
choice. Well, I think Pence is going to be the guy.
Really? Well, I think I'm changing my mind about who I'm voting for. 50 minutes after the hour.